Tesla, how did you get the name Rainbow Dragon?
Hello, my name is Zach Villanueva. I'm the founder and head ice cream taster at Sage Creamery. So my earliest memories are, you know, when I was probably like 7, 8 years old. My dad would always bring out ice cream, and I would always bug him to bring out ice cream before dinner, but he would make me wait till after I eat my dinner. And that's kind of where my, I guess, love for ice cream came, like a lot of people. Like as a kid, you know, opening up that Breyers, you know, vanilla ice cream, that was like the most exciting part of the day. I mean, I grew up in Hawaii, so raised in Pearl City, and then my dad was in the military, so we actually moved to California, and so I lived there for about 4 years in Long Beach. After that, moved back to Hawaii, to Mililani, and that's where I graduated from high school. And after I graduated, I was in the military for 8 years, so I was in the Army Reserve. And I got to deploy to the Middle East, got to travel across the US. In those travels, like, you know, I really found a passion for the possibilities when it comes to desserts and even ice cream. I've been working for the past 3 years at a rum distillery called Kohana Distillers. And it's really there where I kind of learned about, you know, sourcing ingredients and the commitment to quality, and everything over there is, you know, farm to bottle. And I made a lot of connections with a lot of the vendors that we work with at Sage, because we, you know, like to collaborate with other local businesses and farmers. And same thing at Kohana is kind of how, you know, I translated it to Sage too, to kind of work with, you know, Manoa Chocolate, La'ie Vanilla Company, Manoa Honey Company, and so all these different businesses kind of, you know, created this little community of locally sourced ingredients. It wasn't until probably around 2015, I started tinkering with making my own ice cream at home. And so after, you know, as I started to grow up, I tasted all this awesome ice cream around the world, especially in, you know, California. I found out that Hawaii didn't really have like this really high premium ice cream where, you know, you focus on the ingredients. And so that's where I started to make batches at home. And then I found out that, you know, to my amazement, it was better than what I could find in the store. So I started to make it at home. But Sage Creamery as a business didn't start until my brother had passed away. And so my brother Daniel passed away in 2018 from an aggressive lymphoma or blood cancer. And so it was after his passing that that really kind of jump-started my passion into starting my own business, as it was kind of one of his regrets that he didn't start his own business. But so our namesake, Sage Creamery, is in memory of him because of the way that he lived his life. And so he was somebody that a lot of people who knew him, you know, not only myself, but even just strangers, they would tell me, oh yeah, I knew your brother, and they would tell me about how, you know, they appreciated how, you know, wise he was, and he would always give them, you know, good advice. And and after his passing, we learned all of these kind of amazing things about him. And so we decided to name the business, or when we were trying to think of a name for the business, we were like, oh, why don't we just name it after Daniel? And so in honor of him, Sage Creamery. And so that's somebody that is wise and experienced in life, so it's in memory of him. That's Courtney Rowe. She's my partner, but also co-founder of Sage Creamery. And so both of us, you know, after COVID kind of hit, we had more time to kind of dabble in creating a business. And so it's just been me and her for the most part. Ever since February, we've been churning out our batches, but we met initially in high school. And so our senior year is when we got together. We've been working together really ever since then. I don't know, for me personally, I think it's our passion for quality ingredients. And so a lot of times in ice cream especially, the majority of ice cream is actually filled with stabilizers, artificial colors and chemicals. And so those things are, you know, there to kind of make it look brighter or make the flavors kind of pop more. I think for us, we're focused on just the simple ingredients. And so that's organic milk, organic cream, sugar, egg yolks, and then sourcing as much as possible locally sourced ingredients. Yeah, so our ice cream tastes definitely creamy. That's the first thing a lot of people will tell us. The texture is what they notice. And the flavors, you know, like it's kind of a funny thing. Like people tell us like, your strawberry ice cream really tastes like strawberry. And so it's like, it's weird because all we use is strawberries. So it's 100% organic strawberries. And so that's what kind of separates us, is we don't add artificial colors or flavors. So there's no artificial strawberries. It's real strawberries, real vanilla, real chocolate, and it's all locally sourced. And so that's why you're gonna kind of get that difference in flavor when you try our ice cream versus a lot of other commercial ice cream companies. Find out more about Sage Creamery by visiting our social media. So we always post whenever we're, you know, have new flavors or whenever we're at a new retail location. Currently, we're at the Blaisdell Farmers Market every Wednesday, 4 to 7. You can find us Sundays at the Mililani Farmers Market between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we have retail pints at Diamond Head Market and Grill, Kokua Market. And we just dropped off our first batch to Chadlu's Coffee in Kailua. So Eastside Town can get some at Diamond Head and Kokua. And then Central, you can find us at Mililani Farmers Market.